Longmont, a mid-sized Colorado town, isn't typically the first destination that comes to mind when thinking about big-name musicians on tour, but Friday night, this town was transformed into a bright burning heart of soul, gospel and jazz, as Grammy Award-winning artist Victory Boyd graced the Saint Vrain with her mesmerizing performance. The venue, typically reserved for weddings, was beautifully transformed into an intimate space with a jazz club mood of purple and blue lighting. As the first notes filled the room, there was a collective intake of breath, followed by an equally unified sigh of deep appreciation. Boyd's voice, as hauntingly honest and beautiful as ever, felt particularly poignant with the rustic backdrop of exposed brick. Opening her set, Boyd addressed coming to a small venue and hoped to make it a memorable show, saying, "Not Denver. Not Boulder. But Longmont." It was a gesture that made the crowd feel noticed and her performance feel incredibly personal. Every time Boyd spoke, it felt like a warm hug of words that acknowledged her presence and formed an immediate and powerful connection with the audience. Throughout the evening, she enraptured the audience with soulful renditions from her new album, Glory Hour, and other albums for which she has poured her heart and soul. Each song was presented with an introduction that highlighted her personal connection to the music and the deeply spiritual journey that went into its creation. One such song, Righteous, received an emotional response from the crowd. Boyd prefaced the song by explaining how it represented a personal experience of overcoming self-consciousness, grappling with all the things she thought she was not. By the end of the song, there was a palpable energy in the room, with many audience members visibly moved by the message of embracing self-worth. Her musical versatility was also on display with some performances of intimate solos where it was just Boyd and her acoustic guitar, illuminating the raw and deeply personal nature of her songs. These soulful variations were juxtaposed with numbers backed by the dynamic energy of a four-piece band. These contrasting musical arrangements added depth and richness to the show, allowing every song to shine in its distinctive way while showcasing Boyd's talent and range as an artist. Boyd's conversational interludes felt as though she were simply a friend sitting next to you in a church pew, pausing from flipping through her songbook to share a fascinating anecdote about life. This intimate approach to engaging with her fans further heightened the feeling of unity and connection, making the entire event feel like a shared journey rather than a one-sided performance. "Thanks for welcoming us with such warmth. We're definitely going to come back," Boyd said with a roar of approval from the crowd. "It might sometimes feel like you're the only one loving you. But then you'll find yourself in a room like this in Longmont, Colorado." Following an hour and a half of soul-stirring music, the crowd, though small in size, united in song during Boyd's final number. Recognizing the communal effort, Boyd enthusiastically encouraged more attendees to join in. As she concluded the last song, a standing ovation rippled through the crowd in recognition of her enchanting performance. In a moment of celebration, Boyd left the stage, dancing down the aisle and warmly interacting with the audience by shaking and slapping hands. It was a heartwarming display of connection that further bridged the divide between artist and audience. As she reached the back of the seating area, a spontaneous burst of shared joy erupted as a group of fans joined her in an impromptu dance. This collective expression of happiness capped off the evening perfectly, adding a whimsical endnote to an unforgettable night of music, connection and soulful exploration. Boyd's joy in performing was apparent and infectious, spreading throughout the venue. Her heartfelt thanks and emotional interactions with fans after the performance reiterated her deep connection with the audience, reinforcing a bond that was forged through shared experience and the universal language of music. Boyd brought Longmont to life in a way that's rarely seen, resonating with her love, faith and powerfully genuine interpretations of the human experience. The echoes of her soulful voice will continue to resonate within the walls of the Saint Vrain, and in the hearts of all those who were present at this extraordinary performance.